I'm Michael Carpenter here at the Hopewell Independent Baptist Church here in Hamlet, North Carolina. We'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to this message about how a lost sinner without hope and without God could escape the damnation of hell and have a home in heaven. That is the most important message any sinner could ever hear and receive into their heart. The Bible said in Matthew 23 and verse 33, "Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell?" That's a question you're going to have to answer. How can ye escape the damnation of hell? Because hell's a real place. I wonder how you would answer that question. I've heard of many responses on how others answer it. Some say things like this: "Well, I go to church, preacher. Well, I'm a good person. I give tithes," or some other good deed. Now, maybe that's the way you would respond. Can I let you know, according to the Word of God, that it's not by your good deeds you're saved? It's only by God's grace and mercy? Think about it, women. If you could be saved by your good deeds, then why would Jesus need to come to this earth, being born of a virgin, live a sinless life, die on an old rugged cross, a cruel death for our sins, be resurrected the third day? See, He had to do that because we cannot save ourselves. The Bible says, "For by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." You're not going to boast about getting to heaven on what you've done. If anybody's going to go to heaven, it's going to be on the mercy and grace of God. Isaiah 59 says, "The Lord's hand is not shortened that He cannot save, neither His ear heavy that He cannot hear." See, the Lord's hand could reach out and save any sinner that would receive Him. First of all, that sinner has to realize he needs God to save him. Because in verse 2 he says, "It is your iniquities that have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you that He will not hear." See, God has to turn His back on sinners that will not receive His Son. And that is an awful fact. A lot of people say, "Well, I'm not a sinner." Well, the Bible makes it very clear we're all sinners. The Bible says, "For there is none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And because we're sinners, we're all going to die. That's a fact. Graveyards are full. Death's headed to you, just as it's headed to me. The Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death." And if you die without your sins being forgiven, you're going to have to pay for your sins your own. And the only way you could pay for your sins is to have your part in a lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And that's the lake of fire. You don't want to head there. I mean, hell's an awful place. I mean, the Bible speaks and describes hell, and just a little bit I know about it, I'm glad I'm not going there. The Bible says that hell is a place where the fire is never quenched. It's a place where the worm dieth not. It's a place of outer darkness and weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Man, you don't want to go there. That's an awful place. Isaiah 14 verse 9 says, "Hell from beneath moveth to meet thee at thy coming." It's going to meet you at death. Man, you don't want to keep that meeting. That's a meeting you love to escape. And you know what? The Bible gives good news. You can't escape that meeting. Proverbs 15 verse 24 says, "The way of life is above unto the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath." You can leave that place and you can never go there. God has saved your soul from that place. He said in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 3, "I deliver unto you first of all that which I also receive." See, that's all I'm doing is giving you what I receive. I'm not going to heaven because I'm a preacher or I'm saying something out of the Bible. I'm going to heaven the same way you can, by receiving the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Paul said, "I'm delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, and how that He was buried and rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures." He said in Romans 5 and 8, "But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." You want to talk about love? God knew exactly what we were going to do and still died for us. That's John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." He went on to say in Romans chapter 5 and verse 9, "Much more then, being justified by His blood," that's the blood of Jesus, "we're saved from wrath through Him." You're saved from that wrath, that damnation of hell, through the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know what the sad news is? Even though Jesus Christ has come, He has died. He took our hell. He has tasted death for every man. People still die and go to hell every day. Even while you've been watching this message, this little brief message, people have been dropping off into hell. But you know what? You don't have to be one of them. You can be saved today. The Bible says in Acts chapter 17, verse 30, at the time of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Just hearing this message is not going to save you. You've got to receive it into your heart. You've got to repent of your sins and accept Jesus as your Savior. You say, preacher, well, how do I do that? How do I receive Him? The Bible says, to as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Well, the Bible makes it clear and very simple. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 and verse number 8, what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. As you're listening to this message and the Spirit of God's telling you that preacher's right, that's exactly what you need. And God's drawing you to Him today. If you would do exactly what the Word of God says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Why don't you receive Him today? You say, preacher, how do I do it? I don't know how to pray. Listen, I didn't either, but I knew I was on my way to hell, and I wanted heaven, and I couldn't save myself, and only Jesus could. When somebody took the Word of God and showed that to me, the best I could, I bowed my head before God and said something like this, and maybe you could say the same thing. It ain't about what I say or what you say. It's about what you do in your heart. But say, Jesus, I realize I'm a sinner. I'm repenting of my sins and turning to You to save me because I can't save myself. I need You to change me because I can't change myself. I need You to give me a home in heaven because I cannot get there by myself. If you do something around that fashion and ask the Lord into your heart and be sincere about it as He's drawing you right now, God will save you today. If you do that, we'd love to hear about it. We'd love to rejoice with you. We'd love to be able to take the Word of God and help you grow in grace. Would you contact us and let us know? May God be merciful to you.